two opportunities about to be squandered. One, start to get the order back. If there's any chance of fixing the federal monstrosity we call our government, it has to include ending the Article 3 judiciary's tyranny. It writes law all the time. It just makes it up out of whole cloth and then calls it law and then forces 320 million people to live under it. That's not how a Republican form of government works. It's the exact opposite. We might as well have a monarchy. Heck, we'd be better off with a monarchy. That's one. If the Trump administration was going to do something about this, they've had two opportunities now. And last night at a rally in Nashville, North Carolina, the president indicated he was not. That's a disappointment. And look, you can chant USA, USA all you want. You can talk about all the millions of jobs you're going to create. We are still swimming in red ink, and nothing has been done to alter that. Now, I realize this earlier. I haven't given up on the endeavor yet, but here's the second sign. Same rally, and I'm glad I watched it this morning now. Same rally in Nashville, North Carolina. Trump started talking about Obamacare. Now, I couldn't tell if I was listening to President Trump or if I was listening to Obama for a moment. He turned his attention to the fact that we can't get... You know, look.
It's more complicated than we thought. You can't just repeal Obamacare, okay? But we're going to repeal it.
No, you can just repeal Obamacare. We've proved it on this show. Senator Paul, Representative Meadows, and others talk about it. They go in front of microphones every day. I got an email from Rob Maness this morning telling me that Americans and people that voted for Rob and other conservatives need to rally against Rhino Care, is what they're calling it now. Rhino Care. Republican in name only care, in other words. This is a major disappointment here. Now, what did Trump say about this? Well, he clued the audience in that, well, you know, this, look, the repeal will come later. We're going to replace it first. So, in other words, we're going to install Trump Ryan Care, and then we're going to pick the little pieces of Obamacare out that we don't like. But you're still going to get a national socialist government health care program. It's just going to be run by business, by people that Trump chooses instead of people that Obama chose. Now, here, answer the question, yes or no. Call me,